It's been a volatile morning for the Australian dollar after the chairman of the US Federal Reserve was grilled about the future of the economic stimulus to the American economy. The dollar fell as low as 96.26 US cents as the Fed's chairman Ben Bernanke made plain that his money printing strategy, known as quantitative easing, would slow as the US unemployment rate improves. Dr. Bernanke's comments under questioning took markets by surprise and were in stark contrast to his earlier statement, which pointed to the dangers of a premature end to money printing. Business editor Peter Ryan reports.
For the past week, Ben Bernanke's statement to the US Congress has been the single biggest focus for financial markets. Anticipation had been high that the world's most powerful central banker would announce an eventual scaling back of the Fed's quantitative easing program. Currently, $85 billion every month in bond and asset purchases, put simply, money printing. But when Dr. Bernanke's written statement hit the markets, the wording seemed clear that far from turning off the money tap, there'd be dangers in moving too early.
Recognizing the drawbacks of persistently low rates, the FOMC actively seeks economic conditions consistent with sustainably higher interest rates. Unfortunately, withdrawing policy accommodation at this juncture would be highly unlikely to produce such conditions. A premature tightening of monetary policy could lead interest rates to rise temporarily, but would also carry a substantial risk of slowing or ending the economic recovery and causing inflation to fall further.
Those comments were seen as cautious or dovish as the economic jargon goes. As a result, the US dollar fell steeply because of the less optimistic outlook for America's economy, and Wall Street rose on the prospect of more cheap money sloshing around. The fall in the greenback put a rocket under the Australian dollar, and it rose to a high of 98.26 US cents. But that reversed when, under questioning from the Congressional Committee, Ben Bernanke appeared to qualify his outlook for economic stimulus, signalling that the money printing would eventually have to ease.
What is the Fed's exit strategy, the steps it will undertake, and when do you anticipate executing this?
As the economic outlook, and particularly the outlook for the labor market, improves in a real and sustainable way, the committee will gradually reduce the flow of purchases. If we see continued improvement and we have confidence that that is going to be sustained, then we could, in the next few meetings, we could take a step down in our pace of purchases. Again, if we do that, it would not mean that we are automatically aiming towards a complete wind down. Rather, we would be looking beyond that to seeing how the economy evolves, and we could either raise or lower our pace of purchases going forward.
Dr. Bernanke's expansion on the earlier tightly worded statement was interpreted by markets that a scaling back in quantitative easing was under discussion, or there were at least differing views on the Fed board. In a reversal of fortunes, the US dollar rose on bets of a stronger economy, while the Australian dollar bore the brunt, falling more than 1.5 cents to 96.61 US cents, the lowest level in 11 months. After an earlier rally, Wall Street closed 0.5% weaker. Economist Sam Coffin of UBS in New York says financial markets were caught off guard given Ben Bernanke's previous signals.
The prior FOMC statement had said that QE was as likely to go up as to go down, which seemed a more neutral mix. But I think the net of this is that if you take Mr. Bernanke anyway as the guide to FOMC policy, which is not a bad guide, in Q&A he was asked if tapering could come sooner, and he said, well, sure, if we see good enough labor market data, tapering could come sooner. It's a bit of a surprise given his generally more dovish tone than was expected.
Sam Coffin also says markets want to see more certainty about the US economy and a resolution to the budget deadlock, which continues to haunt the US Congress.
They need to see a little bit more certainty about the impacts of federal fiscal pullback on growth. I think that's been one of the big uncertainties this year. They haven't dared talk about it too much for fear of wading into federal fiscal policy debates. But it was nevertheless a big question, how much would the sequester influence growth? And as they get more evidence, they have to see evidence basically as this year goes on that the sequester is not stamping out growth too heavily.
The reaction to Ben Bernanke's mildly contrasting comments show how fickle markets really are and how winners and losers are created out of spoken words rather than carefully calibrated statements. And it's more evidence, if needed, that these days the Australian dollar is hostage to the fortunes of the US currency, rather than any evidence about a slowing local outlook.
Business editor Peter Ryan, and a short time ago, the Australian dollar was buying 96.3 US cents.